You're listening to SBS News. Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia had just one case of community transmission of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. He's called that the most important figure he's had the privilege of raising during the pandemic. 2.44 million Australians have downloaded the COVID Safe app since its launch on Sunday night, and the government hopes to eventually have 10 million people using the tracing app. Australia is better placed than many other countries with a comparatively low caseload of 6,700. The results have prompted Western Australia, Queensland and New South Wales to announce some easing of the restrictions. From Friday, people in New South Wales will have a little more freedom of movement. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's all about easing isolation.
Two adults will be able to go and visit anybody else in their home on the basis of care, on the basis of reducing socialisation and everybody's mental health. We know that for many people, they've been cooped up in their homes for a number of weeks, and with the exception of exercising, medical needs or buying what they need to or going to work, many people have been isolated in their homes. So please know that from Friday, two adults can go and visit anyone else. And I've used the word adults to say that obviously if you've got young children, it's okay to take them with you.
Restrictions in the northwest of Tasmania could also be eased come the weekend. Premier Peter Gutwin says it's been a challenging time with the area struck by a COVID cluster.
It has been enormously hard for the businesses in that area and for the employees to have additional restrictions placed on them. And obviously we will be guided by public health as we move towards the end of this week and to where we can hopefully lift those restrictions on Sunday.
Health Minister Greg Hunt says the lifting of restrictions is a cause for celebration.
Our goal is to get Australians back to work and back to their lives as soon as we possibly can. So every restriction that is lifted is a cause for celebration. It says that Australians have worked together, they've delivered this outcome, they've done something which the rest of the world looks at and says, wow, we wish we were Australia.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says he's determined to continue to take a cautious approach.
So many countries, cities, so many places across the globe would swap with us in a heartbeat. And that should be a point of great pride for every single Victorian who's done the right thing, every single Victorian who's given up a lot. And we do acknowledge that we are asking a lot of Victorians, but the strategy is working and that is exactly the place we want it to be. The alternative, of course, would be to have a strategy that was failing, where we had many, many cases, indeed thousands of people in hospital, thousands of people fighting for their lives, and indeed worse. That's what's happening in so many other parts of the world. We have to this point avoided that. These numbers are stable. These numbers are exactly the sorts of numbers that we wanted to see, but it is fragile.
The federal government is continuing to push for a global review into the origins and handling of the pandemic, despite China threatening to withdraw support from Australia's major export industries. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says the Australian government won't give in to threats.
Let's be honest here. COVID-19 has seen hundreds of thousands of people die around the world, millions of people lose their jobs, billions of people face massive disruption to their lives. The least the world can expect is a transparent inquiry into the causes of COVID-19 so that we can understand how best to prevent a repeat episode anytime in the future.
And four NRL players have been issued with breach notices for flouting social distancing rules over the weekend. South Sydney's Latrell Mitchell and Melbourne's Josh Adokar have each received $50,000 fines from the league, with 60% of that suspended until the end of the season. Penrith's Nathan Cleary and Newcastle's Tyrone Roberts-Davis have both been given $10,000 fines, with 60% of those suspended. NRL Acting Chief Executive Andrew Abdo says each player has also been handed a suspended one-game ban.
We believe that this is an opportunity for us to provide the players with a significant sanction, but at the same time, they have an opportunity to think about what they do between now and us restarting the competition so that it doesn't affect more broadly their club and more broadly the playing of the competition. But this is serious. These fines are significantly higher than public fines.
The players now have 5 days to respond to the breach notices. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language by going to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.